Hello. Which is the most important part of a presentation? Now, you're normally when I ask this question, people aren't looking at the title of this video being introduction. And so, you might think that the call to action at the end of a presentation or some of the key content might be the most important part, the bit that you demonstrate how well you know your subject or what it is you're trying to sell to the audience. But for me, the most important part of a presentation is the introduction, that first minute in a 20-minute presentation that allows you to get your personality across, to get people to buy into what it is that you're saying or not, to set the scene, to do that small what and possibly the why in there as well, to just really focus in on what it is you're going to be talking about and how you're going to talk about it. So it's the opportunity to build a rapport with the audience, to demonstrate your credibility, to who you are, to your personality, and to be really clear about what it is you're going to do in that presentation. I know normally a 20-minute presentation, I won't script it, I won't prepare any notes. I will kind of go off the slides and the heading on the slide to keep me on track if I'm not really very familiar with the presentation. But what I will always do is script the introduction. So I'll be very clear about what I'm going to say and how I'm going to say it in that first critical minute of the presentation. So what I want to do now is just take you through an example. So I'll just do the introduction, and then what we'll do is we'll break it down, and so that you can see why it is that I'm saying what I'm saying and how I'm saying it. So here we go. It's a typical introduction. I've just lifted it from a presentation that I've done for a group of people that I've seen a few times in the past, and then we'll break it down and we'll go through it. Good morning and welcome back to the Engine House. I'm really pleased to be back here with you all again. I don't know about you, but as I was driving here this morning, listening to the radio, I was aware of how beautiful the weather is. If, like me, you feel better when the sun shines than when it doesn't, then it appears that we're in for a good day. As you sit here in this room, in those chairs, and you listen to my voice, you're probably wondering, and it's okay to wonder, just what we're going to be talking about today. Well, first, let me ask you a couple of questions. How many of you have to communicate as part of your job? Excellent. And how many of you would find it easier to get your message across to some people than to others? Okay. So I'm wondering then, how many of you would like to improve and enhance the already excellent communication skills you already have? Good. Because that's what we're going to do today. We're going to look at effective presentations with the PIVOT system and SATIR categories. We all have to communicate as part of our jobs and in life generally. And it would certainly be helpful to be more effective in this area. I'll take you through the PIVOT system, where it came from, and how to use it to structure your presentations and your training. You'll get the opportunity today to practice designing communication with the system, and you'll be able to use the PIVOT system to structure your presentations when we meet next time. So that's the introduction I wrote to a segment on presentation skills in a training course, but it's just as appropriate if I'd just been talking about the PIVOT system and SATIR categories in a 20-minute session. So let's have a look at the content and of that introduction and why it was written in a particular way, why it was all put there in that way. Okay, so here's the introduction that I just went through for you, and we can see that we started with good morning and welcome to the Engine House. I'm really pleased to be back here with you all again today. So this first bit is kinesthetic, and if you remember the charisma pattern, we start with kinesthetic, go into auditory, and then move into visual. Doesn't have to be a long time, as we said, but by starting with that, you basically grab the people who are who need that kinesthetic for their sort of preference. So good morning, welcome to the Engine House. I'm really pleased to be back here with you all again today. It's kinesthetic. I don't know about you, but as I was driving here this morning, listening to the radio, there's the auditory bit, I was aware of how beautiful the weather was. So this is about shared experience. This is about inviting you as an audience to think about your journey, because we were probably all driving, not so much nowadays, but you know, we're probably all traveling to work. We were probably all listening to the radio, or most of us were. So this is about pacing current experience. Remember that building rapport is about stepping into their world and sharing their experience with them. So quite simply, as I was driving here this morning, listening to the radio, I was aware of how beautiful the weather was. Obviously, you know, you're not going to use this if it's been raining. You'd find a different way to introduce that shared experience. So if, like me, that is an embedded command. We're not talking in detail about this, but if you want to look at some of the stuff I've done on the Milton model, you'll understand that what I'm attempting to do here is, if, like me, is actually asking people to like me. Again, working at an unconscious level. If, like me, you feel better when the sun shines than when it doesn't, most people do, then it appears visual, or it looks like, or it's obvious that we're in for a good day. We are in for a good day. So this is a presupposition that we're going to have a good day, or you're going to enjoy the presentation, or you're going to find it useful. Okay, so that's the first paragraph. And as you can see, there's a lot of content in there in terms of using the rep systems, building rapport, bringing people together, getting people to think in a certain way. And it's really, really important to do that quickly, because if you've only got 20 minutes, you don't have a long time to establish that rapport. Then we move on. And this is about pacing current experience. So as you sit there in this room, in those chairs, and you listen to my voice, another embedded command, you're probably wondering, and that's a mind read, because if you say to somebody, you're probably wondering, what are they likely to be doing? Well, they're going to start wondering. And it's okay to wonder, because that's giving people permission to think about what we're going to do today. Because what I want people to do is to focus on my presentation, to focus on what I'm going to be talking about. So as you sit there in this room, in these chairs, so you're all here together, and you listen to my voice, you're probably wondering, and I want you to wonder, just what we're going to be doing today, because I'm going to tell you now. So I want to get your mind receptive to what I'm going to talk about next. Well, first, let me ask you a couple of questions. How many of you have to communicate as part of your job? And you notice I put my hand up. And what I'm asking everybody to do is match my body language. So by getting everybody in the group to match the same as me, what I'm starting to do is create a rapport with the individuals in the audience and the individuals with each other. So create that group rapport. And that question needs to be one that everyone's going to answer yes to, because otherwise, because I want everybody to do the same thing at the same time. And how many of you find it easier to get your message across to some people than to others? Hand up again. Pretty well everybody's going to say that. So I'm wondering then, how many of you would like to improve and enhance the already excellent communication skills you already have? Now, I'm saying already in there twice, because what I'm trying to do here is to let people know that they are pretty good at communicating, perhaps not all the time in every situation, but it's repeating that already. It's like, yeah, you're already. And from an ambiguity point of view, it's about all ready to listen to what I'm going to be saying next. So this is also about checking rapport, because what I don't do then is put my hand up. And then what almost always happens is everybody in the room puts their hand up. So one person will put their hand up and then the rest of people will follow that. So that's a kind of checking that there's a group rapport. And it's a rhetorical question, because I don't want an answer from it particularly. But if someone puts their hand up and everybody else does, it's a good indication that already we've got people that are not only engaged with what I'm saying, but are engaged with each other as well. So it's a very short but very effective way of beginning that introduction. Then we get on to the pivot model. And I say, good, because what we're going to do today is look at presentations with the pivot system and satire categories. So that's the small what from the structure. We all have to communicate as part of our jobs and in life generally. And it would certainly be helpful to be more effective in this area. So that's the why we're talking about it. So I'll take you through the pivot system, where it came from, and how to use it to structure your communication. So that's the big what. You'll get the opportunity today to practice designing communication with this system. So that's how we're going to use it. And you will use the pivot system to structure your presentations next time. So there's the what if. So this is where the call to action and the what's going to happen if we do this. So on the surface, a fairly straightforward introduction to a presentation, but structuring it using everything that's relevant around language patterns in the NLP process, around representational systems, the charisma pattern, using the pivot model, using rapport building, using the Milton model in terms of language as well. So all of that tools and techniques in a very short introduction is really powerful in terms of getting people to focus on what it is you're going to talk about for the next 20 minutes or the next day or however long it may be. So it's worth putting a lot of effort and a lot of time into that introduction, because if you can capture people in that first minute and get people focus and wondering, okay, so what is it we're going to talk about? This sounds like it might be interesting or different or new or whatever, then they're much more likely to focus and listen to what you have to say through the rest of your presentation. So when you deliver the content in that way, so what was the, we'll go into detail about the why, we'll go into detail about the what, the how, and then the what if will be the call to action at the end, and which will be about motivating people to take away what you've given them and do something with it. So we need to set the scene really, really quickly in that presentation, regardless of whether you've got a whole day or whether you've only got 10 minutes, it's worth spending that amount of time on a really good introduction. So have fun pulling all of that together, and I think you'll find it really useful. Once you get into it, it feels a bit uncomfortable and a bit clunky at first, because normally what we do at the start is pitch what it is we want to do. So it's about grabbing people and pacing and leading people so that they come with you rather than trying to push them to an outcome.